Now more of 21st Century Radio with your host, Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Hi, this is Shirley MacLaine. Happy 20th anniversary to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
I'm on a mission for the king. He told me to smile, and he told me to sing. And I can't
Welcome back to 21st Century Radio. This is the lowly alleged PhD, Dr. Bob Hieronymus, who has been searching for where this planet has been for the last 2,000 years. And, of course, our executive producer and research assistant is Laura Kortner. And our engineer, who's been with us about 22,000 years, is Jake Bryant. Remember those days? Back there in Egypt? Do you remember those days? I remember those days. Are you looking to form a new and improved relationship with your food? Are you? Huh? Sit up straight. Get those feet flat on the floor. Eyes straight ahead. Comb that hair. Wear that tie. All right. Now you look a lot better. Do you yearn to slow down with your meals, allowing yourself to enjoy the sensual experience that food can provide? Huh? How would you like to practice these skills by learning how to make and appreciate raw chocolate? I wonder in another language, that's raw chocolate. Something like that. I think it was in Italian in another lifetime. Raw chocolate. Say the word chocolate and most of us become enthusiastic and joyful. Well, I become enthusiastic and joyful about just about any food, friends. Ask a handful of people to tell you what their favorite kind of chocolate is, and you will notice the energy level in the room suddenly rising as people connect with one of those foods that just seems programmed to create pleasure in the human being. So it must be sinful. Sinful pleasure. Well, our next guest, Lucas Sipe Williams, is here to tell us about raw chocolate. The raw chocolate class that he and his colleagues are offering at the Ruska Mansion on the 20th, on the solstice, on the 20th of June. We're going to discover, I guess it's pronounced Teobroma Cacao? Huh? Well, we'll soon find out. The food of the gods, the history of chocolate as a super health food. That is, if you're Italian. Chocolate tasting with 8 amazing flavors and much more. We'll also hear about the Calvert Street Wellness Collective and what they offer under the banner of health coaching. Lucas Sipe Williams is the founder and director of Baltimore Health Coach. He offers personalized wellness packages. Excuse me just a second here. Yeah, I got that. Yes, personalized wellness packages to individuals and couples in Maryland and beyond. He received his training at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, the only nutrition school integrating all the different dietary theories, combining the knowledge and wisdom of traditional philosophies with modern concepts like the glycemic index. I never heard of the glycemic index before. Raw foods and metabolic typing. Now, that's not typing on metabolics. That's a different type altogether. Get it? Understand? No. Okay, good. He is certified by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners as a holistic health counselor and by Personalized Metabolic Nutrition as a metabolic typing specialist. You've been always typing on specialists there? There? Are you there?
I'm here.
He is there. Welcome to 21st Century Radio, Lucas.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Well, let's start off with the raw chocolate class at the Ruscom on June 20th on the solstice, Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell us what will happen there.
Absolutely. So myself and two of my colleagues, Zeke Phillips and Rochelle Henry, will be joining me there, and with about 30 people, we hope. There's about 8 tickets left, and we will be teaching how to make raw chocolate, the highest quality chocolate in the world. And we will also be facilitating a discussion about, just as you had mentioned in the introduction, about how to practice slowing down, really appreciating, allowing all of the pleasurable experience of food, and really how pleasure is a key component to a healthy diet or lifestyle, that it's really necessary for that component to be in the mix in order for us to have a sustainable, healthy, nourishing relationship with food. So at the Royal Chocolate Class, you're going to get a live demonstration of how to make very simply, very easily, the best chocolate in the world, which is dairy and sugar-free, and which you can make in many variations, whatever your favorites are. So we'll be doing peanut butter cup and coconut butter, cayenne, orange, so many different variations, whatever you like.
Well, so there's only 8 spaces left open here. What does it cost?
It is the cost is $30, and it's a 2-hour class, so there'll be the demonstration, and then there'll be quite a bit of tasting going on, and then the discussion about how people can really maximize pleasure, and we call it vitamin P, because we think it's so important. We think it has such a major metabolic impact on our bodies.
Vitamin P?
For pleasure, yeah.
Oh, of course. Well, I knew that, of course. let's talk some more about chocolate. What is, I may have mispronounced this,
theobroma.
Theobroma.
Yeah.
Theobroma cacao.
It literally means food of the gods.
That's why it's called the food of the gods, because that's what it means.
Mm-hmm. And cacao is actually a tree that grows in the tropics in South America and Central America, and it's a fruit. And where chocolate comes from is actually the nut or the seed of the fruit. And it's a very bitter. People will recognize it if they've ever eaten really dark chocolate. And we call our chocolate raw chocolate because the two main ingredients that come from the bean or the nut that we use to put together our raw chocolate are cacao butter, and many people are familiar with cocoa butter, but it's this cacao butter and then something that's similar to a cocoa powder. And both of those two components of the original nut are extracted at a very low temperature, essentially cold pressed. And so therefore we can call it raw because the majority of the nutrients, the antioxidants, minerals and vitamins, which are heat sensitive, are kept intact. So you get to enjoy the wonderful flavor and taste of chocolate, but you also get the full potency of all of the nutrients in cacao.
What does that seed look like?
It looks like an almond. It's not so pointy. The outside is brown. There's a peel, and then the inside is dark brown.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about an Aztec dog a little last hour, the Zelo, or actually it's the Shiloh. It's spelled Z-L-O-X-O. Nope, I may have gotten that wrong. Well, how much I forget in just 10 seconds here. The Aztec civilizations obviously were into some very interesting stuff in those days. What about what happened when the Europeans discovered this? Did they have a good time with it, or they decide that it was too much pleasure and they better ban it?
I believe they had a great time with it, actually.
Good.
And it was used by the ancients of these continents, not only for rituals, but also to carry herbs and medicines to essentially potentiate the active ingredients of the other herbs. Because chocolate, cacao is one of the only foods in the world that can't be synthesized. So you notice that you can get a fake vanillin. You can actually get that synthesized, but chocolate is so complex that it actually can't be done.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah.
Well, there must be something sacred about this then. Could you go over how chocolate is cultivated and made?
Sure. The chocolate that we make or typical?
Well, I'd much more prefer to hear how you guys do it, because anything that's usually done in a store isn't usually the right thing. So.
Yeah, and exactly. So, again, our ingredients are certified organic and fair trade. they're more and more available now. There's actually a distributor in the Maryland area where you can order online and get these ingredients shipped to your house in the next day. And it's very simple. The butter or the fat of the cacao nut melts at 90 degrees. So they extract it at a low temperature, and then we can actually reconstruct, or we can put together our chocolate at an even lower temperature, just about 90 degrees or so, using a double boiler. So we melt the fat, and then we can add back in just enough cacao, the powder. So we take the butter, we melt it, and then we add in the powder to the ratio that will give us the texture and the flavor that we desire. Now, one of the ways they really adulterate the chocolate that we get in the stores is by adding unnecessary refined sweeteners, low-quality dairy, for instance, stabilizers, all sorts of things. And all that we add to our chocolate is a little bit of natural sweetener. And the one we'll be using in the class is agave nectar, which comes from the cactus they make tequila out of. And you mentioned the glycemic index essentially is the effect a food will have on your blood sugar, how quickly that will affect the blood sugar and how high it will spike it. And whereas sugar has a pretty major impact on our blood sugar, agave is much more minimal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a natural, less refined sugar that has a more minimal effect on the blood sugar. And then you can add all sorts of things. So you could add any sort of herb, you could add any sort of essential oil. And so if you can imagine this in your mind, what we have is a double boiler with our melted chocolate butter, and then we add back our powder and add any other ingredients we want. And all we really need to do, because that the cacao fat is actually solid at room temperature, all we need to do is pour it into a mold, whatever shape you'd like your chocolate, and then you get to put it in the freezer. And in a short amount of time, it hardens, and there you have your chocolate.
Mm. Well, in addition to the live demonstration of how to make roll chocolate at Ruscom on June the 20th, you will give a history of chocolate as a super health food. How can you consider chocolate as a health food?
Well, certainly one of the buzzwords in nutrition these days is antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
And many people think of foods like wine and berries when they think of antioxidants. And chocolate has 14 times more, this raw cacao, 14 times more antioxidant flavonoids than red wine, 20 times more than green tea, and
Whoa.
7 times more than dark chocolate you'd buy in the store.
Could you repeat that last sentence? How many times?
14 times more antioxidants than red wine.
What about the chocolate in the store? That was the last
7 times more. So
7 times more than dark chocolate that you would get in the store.
So many of the antioxidants are heat sensitive, and so again, when they extract the cacao and the cacao butter with high temperatures, and the reason why they would do that, like in any food industry, is essentially to be able to shortcut the process, do it quicker for cheaper, and make more money on the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may just not appreciate the damage that it's doing. So it's probably a combination of the two. But you see this very frequently with nut and seed oils, where they'll use high temperatures, high pressure, and chemicals, even solvents, to extract as much as they can out of that seed as quickly as possible to maximize profits.
That sounds like the old story of, remember Uncle Ben's rice?
I do.
As an artist, we grew up on Uncle Ben's rice. And, of course, we weren't eating anything. We were eating the husks
exactly.
of rice. And we were wondering why all of us were dying of malnutrition. Uncle Ben's rice was almost like 29 cents a pound or something like that. And you could make it infinitely. But they do the same thing with candy when unfortunately, I don't like dark chocolate very much, but I'm now so afraid of eating milk chocolate because of all the other problems that it's kind of made a big hole in my chocolate diet.
I always say, Dr. Bob, that the biggest mistake we can make in our relationship with food is guilt or fear. So if you want to have some milk chocolate every once in a while, I support you to do that.
Well, okay, I got your written permission. I have your, you're going to give me a little card so I can show that to everybody else here. Well, we're going to take a break here, friends, and we'll return with Lucas Sipe Williams, the Raw Chocolate Class at Ruscomb Mansion on June the 20th, 2 to 4 p.m. There's only 8 spaces left over, friends. It costs only $30 to do this, so we suggest you strongly, or I strongly suggest, you know, I'm putting my adjectives in front of my nouns these days, to register at 443-418-9534, 443-418-9534, or go to BaltimoreHealthCoach.com. Click on events. We'll find out more about that later on.
That over 50% of adults have had to deal with toenail fungus? It may be ugly and embarrassing, but it's not surprising because it's easy to catch. It thrives in wet environments such as nail salons and locker rooms, and people will do just about anything to hide it. Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Speer, a podiatrist with over 25 years' experience right here in Baltimore. Until recently, the only way to deal with this toenail problem was with a pill that could cause some serious side effects or with topicals that didn't really work. Well, no more. I'm proud to be the first podiatrist in Maryland to offer the Pinpoint Foot Laser. As seen on Good Morning America, with only one painless treatment in less than 40 minutes, I can treat the fungus with no side effects, enabling your completely healthy toenail to grow out normally in 6 to 9 months. If you've been suffering from toenail fungus, call me, Dr. Mark Speer, that's S-P-I-E-R, for a free consultation at 410-833-0040. That's 410-833-0040. There is a better way.
I'm Dr. William Krimsky, director of the Center for Interventional Pulmonology at Franklin Square. Did you know that up to 80% of lung cancer can be cured if it's caught early enough? That's why Franklin Square was one of the first hospitals in Maryland and one of the first in the country to offer the SuperDimension Bronchus System. It's the only technology to allow minimally invasive, non-surgical biopsies anywhere in the lung. But the SuperDimension System is only one of the reasons that those suffering from chronic lung conditions should look into the Center for Interventional Pulmonology at Franklin Square. We're nationally known leaders in lung care, specializing in advanced technology and minimally invasive procedures. As a matter of fact, physicians from around the country come to our center to be trained, and we offer patients access to leading-edge clinical trials. To learn more about all the new lung care options at Franklin Square Hospital Center, please feel free to call Ruth Evans, our program coordinator, at 443-777-7900, or visit lookinsidethesquare.org today. Proud member, MedStar Health.
The views and opinions of the guests and hosts you hear are not necessarily those of the owners, management, or advertisers of Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Learn how you can find your body's innate power to heal itself through the Schneider Self-Healing Method, a holistic home care program that combines natural vision improvement, gentle movement, and regenerative massage. Reduce or eliminate the need for glasses and prevent age-related vision deterioration, overcome limited movement and paralysis, increase joint mobility, build a healthy back, and prevent degenerative conditions. Continuing education units available for healthcare professionals like nurses or massage therapists. Workshop at the Ruscomb Mansion, June the 13th through the 14th. For details, call the School for Self-Healing at 415-665-9574 or visit their website at self-healing.org. That number once again is 415-665-9574. That's 415-665-9574. Eliminate your need for glasses. 415-665-9574.
No matter who we are or what we do, our health is a priority. To stay well or to recover from an illness or injury, consider using options that are safe, natural, and in some cases, thousands of years old. From acupuncture to modern-day massage, counseling, and homeopathic medicine, the Ruscomb Mansion's Community Health Center offers children and adults numerous health care and support services. Find out more about the Ruscomb Mansion's yoga classes and weekend programs. Call 410-367-7300. That's 367-7300.
I'm Zechariah Sitchin. You are listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Oh, thank you, Zechariah. Hey, friends, Baltimore Cares About Pets is holding a Yappy Hour at the Wine Bin in historic Ellicott City on June the 12th from 6 to 9. Well-behaved dogs are welcome to attend. Some of our dogs might not be able to then. Well, when they attend, they'll be in the parking lot. At least they don't have to worry about rugs there. The parking lot next to the Wine Bin at 8390 Main Street, the Yappy Hour will be serving wine, beer, and snacks. Not to your dogs, but the humans. Providing live music and announcing the dog DNA results for Chloe, the Wine Bin's dog. Cast your votes now for what breed you think Chloe is a combo of, and enter the raffle to win a basket of wine. And give that to your dog. I'll have a good time with that. Plus, raffle tickets to benefit Spay, Maryland, and Gentle Giants Draft Horse Rescue. That's June the 12th. Yappy Hour at the Wine Bin in Ellicott City. We also urge you to support BaltimoreAnimalShelter.org. Please consider rescue animals for all your pets. We certainly have. For the month of June, all kitty adoptions are free. Get 20 or 30 of those cats. They're all over the place. Kitty adoptions are free at BaltimoreAnimalShelter.org. AnimalShelter.org. Finally, check out BaltimoreCaresAboutPets.org for Talk Dog Training, solving any behavior problems your dog may be experiencing. BaltimoreCaresAboutPets.org is where Zahara and I found Bella, one of the most recent additions to our canine family, and she's quickly moved in to be boss. She's a bossette, actually. And a bossette. Oh, like balsa wood. Well, right now we're talking with Lucas Sipe Williams, the Raw Chocolate Class at the Ruscom Mansion, June the 20th, 2 to 4 p.m. To register, call 443-418-9534. I'll say that again, 418-9534. BaltimoreHealthCoach.com. Click on events there. Find out more at ruscom.org or by calling 443-418-9534. To register, you've only got 8 spaces left open for the 30-people class. It costs $30. We suggest you give them a call, if not tonight, by tomorrow. Are you still with us there, Lucas?
I'm here.
Did you do Star Wars?
No. What do you mean?
Well, you know, Lucas, I thought for sure that you probably worked with that movie some way or the other. Now, Lucas, but hey, by the way, are there any such things as dark chocolate M&Ms?
Not that I know of. I'm not really up on the processed candy, so.
Yeah, I'm not either, but I was just wondering about that. But then it's got sugar on the outside, so what's the difference?
Yeah.
You've got the same problem all over again, so maybe that's the reason why M&Ms never came in dark chocolate. Now, how will cooking and eating chocolate help participants to learn how to energize and heal with pleasure?
Well, it'll be the experience, but also the discussion that we'll facilitate. So often we find that people in this fast-paced modern lifestyle really don't take time for food. And they may come to us as health coaches and say, you know, tell me what to eat. And what to eat is a big part of it. It's a major part of being healthy and having high energy, but also how we eat. And so we'll be encouraging people to really slow down, to fully experience the food, and they're going to actually experience something there that's going to be very unique, not only just the chocolate, but the whole experience of it. And oftentimes at these events, people will say, you know, just one bite or one piece of this chocolate, that they feel full, and they've had enough, satiated, sated.
Very good.
We're really looking to support people to look at the whole picture of food and how it's not just about what, and we're not just these, robots that we need to fuel with the perfect amount of protein, fat, and carbohydrate, but also to take into account that it's who we are and how we are while we're eating that will majorly affect our metabolism and affect whether or not we will actually, one, assimilate the nutrients, because actually our state of mind and the state of our nervous system will have a major shift on how much blood flow and oxygen is flowing to the digestive tract and whether the digestive tract actually digests and absorbs the food. And chocolate's one you don't want to miss out on because, again, we talked about the antioxidants, but also two of the leading nutrient deficiencies in the modern world and in America, chocolate comes, brings to the table those nutrients in large amounts, and one being magnesium and another being chromium. And many people have blood sugar disorders, whether it be diabetes or pre-diabetes or hypoglycemia, are deficient in chromium. And so not only can you get a really delicious treat in this raw cacao that doesn't imbalance your blood sugar, but it also will essentially stock the body up with the key minerals to moving forward into other meals, support you to have stable blood sugar.
Mm. Now, you're a certified health counselor and call yourself a health coach. What is health coaching all about?
Yeah, it's a good question. So myself, my colleagues Rochelle, Henry, and Zeke Phillips, we all studied at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And as you had said, it's the only nutrition school that's integrating all dietary theories. And even though we went to nutrition school, we're not nutritionists or dietitians. And the big difference, the short story of the difference between us and a dietitian is that we will never prescribe anyone a diet. We'll never tell a person, here, this is what you need to eat for your condition or for who you are. So our number one emphasis is to support people to deepen their own awareness in their relationship with food, to understand which foods are going to help them optimize their energy and their health. And the way that we do that is we support people to isolate one food group at a time. We work with people over 6 months to a year, and every 2 weeks we will see a client in our house and in our kitchen, and we'll support them to get inspired and get the knowledge and skills to shop for and then to prepare each food group, each important food group. And then between that session and the next, over those 2 weeks, they'll just focus on that one food group. For some clients, they may have a two-week period where they do everything in their life and everything in their relationship with food just however they want, no rules, but they're just going to integrate raw chocolate, making this chocolate and adding it to their smoothies. And then the next session they may come in, they might upgrade dark leafy greens and then whole grains. And so we have a real emphasis on the positive, on adding in goodness into our lives, as opposed to restricting. You know, you should never eat M&Ms and you should never smoke cigarettes and you should never have coffee and you should never eat Wonder Bread and all these things. What we find is that if we can support someone to focus on the positive, focus on that they have many reasons to be healthy, they're inspired to be high energy and alive, and what they're going to do based on the science and research around food, they're going to just upgrade and integrate one food group at a time.
That's an interesting philosophy. You know, we just finished another interview with our dear friend Ziggy Marley, and Ziggy always puts his emphasis on the positive. And as that particular hour interview, which we're going to be playing in a couple of weeks, our listeners will hear him say it over and over again. We try to work with the positive. Yes, we are very conscious of all the negative stuff, but it's important for us to stay positive in all this. Like his dad said, Robert Marley said, positive vibrations. And he meant it more than just as a physical, spiritual thing as well. Now, so what's it like, though, working with a health coach? What would a client, do you sign up for as like a six-month program or so? What would you expect to experience during that period of 6 months?
So what a client could expect to experience is, again, in a six-month period, we would meet every 2 weeks, and we think that's a good interval, a good amount of time for someone to take a single goal, and where, again, we're adding in positive, whether it be with food or exercise or sleep or water, whatever it may be, and really take the steps needed, necessary to get that into their rhythm, their daily and weekly rhythm. And so we meet with people every 2 weeks, and oftentimes when it's a food group someone's not familiar with or very confident with or inspired by, we'll actually take them into our kitchen and we'll cook with them. One of the chocolate class leaders, Zeke Phillips, he actually goes to people's houses and he'll straighten out your whole pantry, tell you what's really good there that you want to hang on to and give you some pointers, and then he'll help you get set up for the week. He'll actually cook with you so that you can, and this is a big emphasis too, is we help people integrate these foods in their lifestyle in a time-efficient way. all of us are busy. We all have lots of commitments and lots of fun things that we're involved with. And so we're all going to be well, and we're all going to eat great food. And so there's a real science to how we can be in rhythm with it, with the shopping and the prepping and the cooking, such that we don't, we're not in the kitchen all day long.
So you mentioned Zeke Phillips and what he does, and then you mentioned also a little earlier Richelle Henry. How does he work in this practice that you three have?
Yeah, so Richelle, she's a woman. She
That's
all right. It's the feminine of Richard.
Well, gosh, I never knew that.
Yeah,
wow.
I didn't either until I met her.
Well, I'll be.
So Richelle, we all work with people in these 6-month programs, and again, Zeke, he's really the culinary artist. He supports people to fall in love with the art of cooking, and he's amazing. And then Richelle, she's an expert on cravings, and she leads this unique program called a sugar detox. And she just got off the phone and finished a program tonight. And she has people for 1 or 2 weeks completely eliminate refined food from their diet. And again, we usually focus on adding in the good stuff, but occasionally it's a good idea to take these periods of cleansing or loosely calling it a detox program.
Mm-hmm.
And people get tremendous results, really incredible results. So anyone who's really got a sweet tooth, she calls herself the sugar mama, anyone who's really got a sweet tooth and realizes that has a negative impact on their health, their moods, their energy level, and how powerfully they can show up to their lives, then Richelle is a great health coach to work with, and whether you do a program or one of these shorter detoxes.
Hmm. Well, what was your inspiration to enter the field of holistic health coaching?
When I was in college, a few of my family members actually became seriously ill, and it didn't appear that the medical community, the conventional medical community, was really offering them much in the way of remedies or therapies that were really getting them better. And I realized that we all felt really hopeless or powerless in our families. We didn't know what we could do sitting around between doctor visits and waiting for medicines to work. And so I started reading, actually. I think I read an Andrew Weil book, 8 Weeks to Optimal Health.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really ingenious book, just in that it's the gradual step-by-step process that I also teach now, is just adding in 1 or 2 things each week. And I think he added in omega-3s, and he added in green tea and broccoli and these things. And I just came to realize how important nutrition is. And then I noticed, and as I was reading about really what the human experience can be, how energized and healthy we can be, and how that really is our birthright, I realized that I wasn't very well either, even though I thought of myself as this strapping young college student and didn't think twice about my health, really. I realized that my digestion was all out of whack, that I had brain fog, all these things. So I really got into it because people around me were getting sick, and it didn't seem like there was much support.
Well, let's face it, if you don't have your health, you don't, it's like having no money in the bank at all.
Yeah.
No, you know, and I just, but also you had, oops, I'm being told that I have to wind this up, and I'm awfully sorry about that. We didn't get the metabolic typing. I didn't know that you could type on metabolics. That really is really quite something. But friends, you're going to have to find that out for yourself. And of course, we suggest you strongly attend the Ruscomb Mansions Raw Chocolate Class at Ruscomb, June the 20th, 2 to 4 p.m. To register, call 443-418-9534, BaltimoreHealthCoach.com, and just click on the events at 21st Century Radio, and you can find out that location and all the information you need. 443-418-9534. They only have 8 more positions left for that class, and it costs $30. Congratulations and good job there, Lucas.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. It's a real honor and a pleasure to be on your show.
You're very welcome. Well, maybe you'll join us again. But you need to get a haircut and wear a tie, okay? And shine no shoes. I've been asking you to shine no shoes for four weeks now. Friends, when we get back, we'll become with our dear friend Rich Harris. Leon Day Community and Family Fun Festival, June the 13th, 11 to 6 p.m.
50% of adults have had to deal with toenail fungus? It may be ugly and embarrassing, but it's not surprising because it's easy to catch. It thrives in wet environments such as nail salons and locker rooms, and people will do just about anything to hide it. Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Spear, a podiatrist with over 25 years' experience right here in Baltimore. Until recently, the only way to deal with this toenail problem was with a pill that could cause some serious side effects, or with topicals that didn't really work. Well, no more. I'm proud to be the first podiatrist in Maryland to offer the Pinpoint Foot Laser. As seen on Good Morning America, with only one painless treatment in less than 40 minutes, I can treat the fungus with no side effects, enabling your completely healthy toenail to grow out normally in 6 to 9 months. If you've been suffering from toenail fungus, call me, Dr. Mark Spear, that's S-P-I-E-R, for a free consultation at 410-833-0040. That's 410-833-0040. There is a better way.
Attention, spring consumers. The Oreck Vacuum Clean Home Centers of Baltimore would like to announce their brand new Halo Light Vacuum. With an advanced technological UVC light, it's the only vacuum that kills many bacteria, viruses, and other germs while you vacuum. Killing carpet germs is now simple, eliminating 99% of all those carpet pests.
Also, with the new Power Team additional lineup of heavy-duty hypoallergenic vacuum cleaner packages starting at just $299, Oreck is operating at a third less the energy than your current vac. Visit the four Oreck Vacuums in Baltimore, White Marsh, Ellicott City, Owings Mills, and Arundel Mills.
Water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. You know, it's not very funny when it happens to you. That's when RNG Water Systems comes to your rescue. Whether it's a problem with your well water, city water, whatever. With nearly 40 years of experience, RNG Water Systems can treat just about any water problem. Softening your water, getting rid of ugly stains or nasty taste, or boosting your water pressure. RNG at 410-239-0700. RNG Water Systems, the true water professionals, 410-239-0700.
Buying a house, which mortgage is right for you? Find out on The Mortgage Lender with John Katsifanis, Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m., only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Transcending the speed of light, consciousness, quantum physics, and the fifth dimension, space-time continuum scientists can no longer ignore the realm of the mind. Sunday night at 8, 21st Century Radio, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. If you're a business owner or executive seeking growth yet determined to cut wasteful costs, consider outsourcing your whole marketing department to The Selling Well. The Selling Well offers businesses truly superior marketing services without all the overhead costs associated with employing a full-time marketing executive. Learn more online at thesellingwell.com. That's thesellingwell.com, named after one of our greatest symbols of prosperity, the well. Visit thesellingwell.com or call The Selling Well's managing partner, Plato Hieronymus, at 443-939-1890. TheSellingWell.com.
My name is Stanley Glenn from the Philadelphia Stars baseball team of the Negro National League. This is 21st Century Radio, and I'm very privileged to be in this spot.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That's Sister Winona Carr. Gosh, I wish I would have sang with her, but she wouldn't hire me, so I had to get a job at the station here. Well, oh, there they go. That is one of my favoritest, most favoritest baseball songs ever, ever, ever. I could listen to it all day. Well, our next guest is Richard Harris, who is joining us to invite everyone in our listening audience to the semi-annual Leon Day Community and Family Fun Festival this coming Saturday, June the 13th, 11 to 6. Come enjoy the parade and other festivities planned to honor one of my most favorite baseball players of all time. And since 1990, we have been tireless devotees of the players from the Negro League Baseball Leagues, and longtime listeners to 21st Century Radio know that we worked very hard on behalf of Baltimore's own Leon Day, who would have long ago been inducted into the Hall of Fame if he were white. But he wasn't. He was black, and that prevented that, that's for sure, from playing in the white major leagues. And once the voting block up at Cooperstown finally began admitting the most valuable players in the Negro Leagues, Leon Day was just too old to reap any of the benefits that the newfound fame would have given him. And in 1995, just 6 days after learning that he had been elected into Cooperstown's Hall of Fame, Leon Day passed on to the world of the spirit. And ever since then, we have been making good my deathbed, or actually his deathbed promise to watch over his widow, Geraldine Day, and their family. And thanks to many generous donations from our listeners, we were able to raise enough funds recently to send her grandson, Leon Day Newkirk, to the prestigious National Scholar Program this summer in Washington, D.C. So, it is with great pleasure that we support the ongoing efforts of the folks in Leon Day's old neighborhood to keep his legacy alive through the Leon Day Park. That's Park of Leakin Park on the Gwynns Falls Trail. And remind you, maybe you don't remember this, but I did a poster one time to save Leakin Park, and we saved it. We had to battle my dear friend, who was Mayor Schaefer at that time, and it was a winning battle. We actually did save Leakin Park. And these semi-annual festivals involving the entire community are extraordinary, and we look forward to hearing more about what is on the agenda for this year's event from one of the organizers, Brother Richard Harris. Welcome to 21st Century Radio, Richard.
Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Hey, Richard.
I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we appreciate your coming, joining us. But, you know, I just learned about the female name of Richard is what? Richelle. Did you know Richelle is the female name for Richard?
And that's my daughter's name.
Hey, you never told me that.
Oh.
All these years we've been together.
Richelle.
Yeah, Richelle. Okay. Right. Sometimes I thought you were saying Michelle.
No, it's Richelle.
Richelle. Okay. Yeah. Now, what draws your volunteer time to the Leon Day Foundation?
I think it came from a person who was a foundation member. In fact, one of the founders, along with Geraldine Day, in founding the Leon Day Foundation. And that was Betty Hawkins.
Betty Hawkins. God bless her. She's wonderful.
God bless her as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. She introduced not only me, but also my wife, Ruth, as well, to the foundation.
Were you ever a fan of the Negro League baseball?
Yes, I have always been a fan of Negro League baseball, Bob.
When did you first hear about it? Did you go to the games?
I went to the games when I was a young fella living in Philadelphia. My grandmother was a favorite fan of Negro League baseball, and she used to take us kids to the baseball games of the Philadelphia Stars. That's been many a year ago.
Oh, the Philadelphia Stars, boy, they were really something. Could you tell us, what about Leon Day's history that you find so inspiring to today's youth?
Well, the one thing I can remember, and this is from Geraldine herself, saying what Leon Day wanted for his legacy. It wasn't about baseball. It was about young people, not only playing baseball, but doing those things as a team that would send them as adults, like integrity, morality, discipline, teamwork, looking out for your other fellow man. And then you would take that into your adulthood. Those are things she remembers of him, and those are things I think we are trying to keep in the remembrance of Leon Day for our young people.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, Leon, I get a lot of calls from people who are collectors of baseball stuff, and they keep saying, "You got any Leon Day's gloves? You got any Leon Day shirts?"
Yeah.
Leon gave away his gloves. He gave to children, and he gave away his shirts to children. He could have sold that glove. He didn't know it then, but he could have sold that glove for maybe $10,000 or $15,000. And what a difference that would have made. Well, after you befriended Leon Day's widow, Geraldine, what did you learn about Leon's love of children, especially in regards to the Leon Day Park?
Well, the one thing, you know, the park was named after Leon Day. It used to be called the Bloomingdale Park.
Oh.
And then it was renamed in, I believe it was 1997. that they renamed a park in his name. He's the only Negro League baseball player that has a park named after him, by the way, in Baltimore. And once they renamed the park, his widow felt there should be something else should be done. And she formed this foundation. And the foundation was to look after young people in the neighborhood who would have an interest in sports. So out of that came the Leon Day Little League, the Charm City Buccaneers football program, and basketball programs. So now we have over 300 young men and women playing football, basketball. We didn't have any baseball this year, but we promised we will have baseball next year. Because one of the problems we're having is finding coaches for Little League baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, baseball is not played very often down in the inner cities. And so, therefore, you don't have as many adults who have any knowledge of playing baseball. So we're really lacking a number of folks who will be able to help these young boys play baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because baseball is very technical. You know that, Bob,
well,
as well
sure
as I
do. Yeah,
well, an easy game to learn. It's a game that requires a lot of practice and a lot of patience and a lot of skills.
It sure does. Sure.
So those are the attributes that we're trying to find in a coach who would be able to teach those attributes.
Well, knowing about how you'd like to do things the best way possible, and that, you know, you're not going to be doing something that or attempt to do something without trying to make it the best that,
absolutely,
you know, that's the way you are, and that's why we get along so well. Will you tell us about the fun things our listeners can expect next Saturday, the 13th of June?
Yeah, let's talk
Day?
About the festival
yeah.
a little bit. We have a number of activities lined up for Saturday. First, we're going to have a parade. The parade will start at the Alexander Hamilton Elementary School, which is located on Poplar Grove Street.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will go around itself around to Elmont Drive. And from Elmont Drive, it will come to Franklintown Road and to the Leon Day Park. In the parade, here's what we're going to have as a lineup we're going to have. We have the Baltimore West Siders Marching Band.
Oh, they're good. They're really
we're going to have the Oriole Bird.
Yay.
We're going to have Little League Baseball teams. It will be also be in the parade. It won't be our teams, but there will be some Little League baseball teams. We also have our youth flag football teams. They will have also flag football games on that day as well as Little League baseball. We're going to have both. We have Little League flag baseball, Little League baseball, and we're going to have flag baseball, flag football.
Hmm.
We're going to have face painting. We're going to have lots of food. Plenty of food, drinks, and we also going to have Negro League Miniabilia for sale.
Oh, good.
So we have a lot of entertainment going on. We're going to have some celebrities there as well, some of the most important folks in Baltimore. And I'll give you that program lineup as well. I will open up the program with some remarks, and we'll talk about a little things about what we're doing at the park, and some of the things we hope to do in the future. Then we have an opening prayer, and the occasion will be done by Wanda Durden. She is the new director of Rex and Parks.
Oh.
I'm really excited about her. I've met her on a few occasions. She came out to the park and met with us, and she has a lot of good ideas about how we get youth involved in programs. So I'm really excited about her being the new director of Rex and Parks. She seems like she's very interested in the young people.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's number one.
Yeah.
She will also do the field dedication. Bob, you're aware that a couple of years ago, we received a grant from the NFL, a matching grant from the NFL,
yes,
along with Rexon Parks, Leon Day, and our contributors, and we put some equipment. Football equipment into the field, Leon Day Park. And in it, we put a new scoreboard.
A new scoreboard.
A brand new scoreboard that would be highlighted during our football season. We put in a fence to go around the football field to set it off on the baseball part of the field,
mm-hmm.
and also to keep people from running all over the park, the football park. And we put in other kinds of nice things to go along with the football program.
Well, okay. All of the, you know, I understand also all the Maryland basically has been saddened to hear that Mayor Sheila Dixon had decided to close several recreation centers.
Yeah, I'll talk about that too, Bob. I'll give you some things that we're doing with that.
Okay.
In a few minutes. Once mm-hmm. I finish the program, we can talk about that. So we're also going to have a Baltimore Ravens representative who also will talk about the dedication of the park. And then we're going to have Councilman Agnes Welch.
Oh, Agnes.
Councilman for that neighborhood.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. And she's going to give out some resolutions presentations mm-hmm. to some of the good people in the community who have done some great things, particularly those who've been involved with the park and with the Leon Day Foundation. Now, a special guest we're going to have is you.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
We're asking you to also not only be there, we're asking you to give some remarks on guess who?
Leon Day.
Leon Day.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to ask you to do some remarks on Leon Day. We're also going to ask Geraldine as well to talk about Leon Day, because we know right now not everybody knows about Leon Day, particularly some of our new children who have not been with our program long enough might need a little refresher on about Leon Day what he means to our organization and what he means to these young people.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like for you and Geraldine to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we'll have two Little League baseball games. We'll have some flag football games. And we'll just have fun. We'll have kids will have face painting will be done. They'll eat some food. They have the games to ride on the different amusements we have out there. So we should have a great day. And we're asking everybody in the city of Baltimore to come out and enjoy that day.
This is free.
Free.
All of it's free.
There's no charge. There's no charge at all. Only charges be for the food. Other than that, everything else is free.
Mm-hmm. And if they want more information on that,
they can call 443-825-8893.
Could you say that again? Because that's a different number than I have here.
Yeah, 443. That's my cell number.
Uh-huh.
I'm giving out.
Oh, I see.
443-825-8893.
8893. Okay, now.
Well, if there's some changes, I want them to call me, and I can explain any changes that might have occurred between now and Saturday.
We have about a minute and a half here. What would you like to relate concerning the rec center?
Oh, the rec center.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We have a rec center only about, maybe four blocks away from the Leon Day Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Powell Rosemont Community Center. It's actually a police athletic league center. It's actually run by the police department. That's one of them scheduled to be closed. They had a meeting, about a month ago. The Rex and Park had a meeting with the community that I attended. And their meeting was to find out if the community would be interested in doing something with the center themselves. Would the community be willing to do something? And, of course, Leon Day, we've been looking for an inside facility for our programs. So we said, yes, we would be willing to do something with the center. If Rex and Park would be interested in us taking over the center.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time here, Rich.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I. 443-825-8893. 443-825-8893. And this is June the 13th, 11 to 6 p.m. Parade, picnics, food, baseball, football, basketball games, and lots of children. Good time.
443-825-8893. The most powerful names in talk on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheeler.